Good morning. It's November 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Ladders. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Philippians 2, 5-7, ESV. I don't care for ladders. There are probably several underlying reasons for this dislike, but chief among them is that I don't care for heights either, and one seems to lead to the other. The other day, I was post-call, and we had a meeting set up with our air conditioning heating guy. This, by the way, is almost never a get-together just to receive good news. Of course, it turned out we had serious heating unit problems, which could easily be fixed for just under $1 bazillion. But before receiving this good news, I had watched our serviceman first carry a ladder up to the second floor, and then use it to climb into the cramped space in the attic, through which he could access one of the guilty units. When I brought him water 30 minutes later, it was his descent that struck me. Except for the fact that it gets me lower, I think I hate descending on ladders even more than climbing. But he zipped down that ladder like it was a water slide at the park, and then he could speak to me face to face about just what needed to happen in order to rescue us from the extremes of Texas weather. How just like Jesus to come down to my level and rescue me. I doubt if Chris felt like Jesus that afternoon, since I'm sure the dollars involved seemed like bad news. But overall, having been to impoverished portions of India on a mission trip, the hefty price was well worth the reward of the miracle called central heating and air. When you really look closely at all the world's systems of faith, there is exactly one where God comes to us rather than the other way around. In both Judaism, 0.18%, and Islam, 24.1%, the other two monotheistic religions, one must adhere to a set of behavioral rules which govern not only prayer, but every aspect of life in order to possibly earn God's favor and go to him in the afterlife. For example, the five pillars of Islam and the Mosaic laws of Judaism. Hindus, 15.1%, have literally 33 million gods, of which most people can name only a few. But these few gods are clearly manufactured of wood or plastic, felt not just to be images of, but the actual gods themselves. Each of these gods must be appeased in various ways in order to win a favorable reincarnation in the next life. Buddhism, 7%, is really more a set of interpreted philosophies with no one god as the object of worship, based loosely on the teachings of Gautama Buddha in the 6th century BC. Most of their traditions include the goal of overcoming personal suffering and the cycle of death and rebirth by attainment of nirvana. This may include developing the perfections or virtues, observance of moral precepts, meditation, and taking refuge in Buddha, etc., etc. Adherents of Sikhism, 0.3%, the only Indian religion that could be qualified as monotheistic, worships the shapeless, timeless One, the Creator. Its founder, Guru Nanak, stressed spiritual development as expressed in everyday moral conduct. He advocated living an active, creative, and practical life of truthfulness, fidelity, self-control, and purity. While the tenor of this belief system is clearly attractive, it is nonetheless another of the do religions, where one's behavior dictates just how far one can climb the ladder. Christians, on the other hand, are offered salvation merely by believing, Romans 10:9, that God would love us so much that he came down the ladder to us with the incarnation of Christ. This is a major part of the peace and joy enjoyed by Christians. Not only are we free of the guilt and shame of our own sinfulness, 1 John 1:9, Romans 8:1, but we are free of the guilt suffered by those who adhere to belief systems, emphasizing perfect obedience to a set of rules. Jesus offers a love relationship where our every desire is obedience. Our peace is magnified by our assurance, not only in an eternal afterlife in the presence of God himself, but also an eternity free of tears, pain, and suffering, Revelation 21:4. That is the miracle of the gospel. While we were still sinners, God chose to offer us the free gift of salvation instead of the death that our sin deserved, Romans 3:10-20. He came to us and offered us the perfect righteousness of his Son, knowing that we would never climb the ladder back to him after our rebellion. Hallelujah. Don't even have to step on one of those ladders I dislike so much. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. How blessed we are that simply by accepting your offer in grace, we may be saved for all eternity. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, that we might have a constant helper as we strive to be more Christ-like, not because we're required to, but because we want to, out of love for our Savior. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.